invest eternally. The kind of investment that we can invest that cannot have any effect on either economy is bad or is good or is worst. Typically, there are three things, or God gave us three areas or three ways on this earth, if we're in this world, to invest in eternity. Only three ways we can invest in eternity. So I'm going to spend time for this period. I don't know how many series it's going to be. Maybe two, three, four, I don't know. But I'm just researching and I'm reading on these ones. Just to be able to bring us to a point whereby we realize the fact that it is very expedient for each and every one of us to invest eternally. To invest eternally. So God has given us three ways on this earth to invest in eternity. So I'm going to spend these few minutes to introduce the message to us so we can continue next week. I don't want to spend more than, say, 20 minutes or 30 minutes so we can go home on time. I want to appreciate those of you that were able to make it when even there is this time change. It's not easy when they change this, when they save this day, time saving. And it's good when we take it, but when we give it, it's tough. Amen. You know, we like, human beings, we like to take. You don't like to give. But it's more blessed to give than to receive. So you are blessed today because we have given 1 hour. Amen. So God has given us three ways on this earth to invest in eternity. It is my determination to be able to explain this to every one of you so that I can stand clean before God by His grace, so that I can be right before Him, so I will not be accused of holding anything back from you. It is possible that you have known this or you've had this. It is possible you have not. So take your time. If you have a paper, so you can put some things down, like I said last week, so you can remember some of these things. And we want to thank God also for one of our brothers who is working hard on recording some of these things, so you can give a little stipend and get a copy either of the DVD or of the CD. As we continue to develop, Brother Timitope. So, now, three areas or three ways in life. And very, very easy for you, if you cannot remember anything today, you will remember time, talent, and treasure. I would like to use the word treasure to explain the third way you can invest in eternity. I don't want to use money. Because, see, human beings generally, we are very comfortable when we discuss time and talent. We can freely discuss that. We can give our input, our advice, our contributions to when we discuss time and talents or gifts. But we don't like to discuss money. We don't want to discuss money. But these are the three ways you can invest into eternity. Now, some of those things are facts. This word of God that I'm explaining today, I'm going to pack this up with the word of God. These are facts. And this has been said. It is standard. If you like, take it. If you like, drop it. There is nothing new under heaven. In the past, even before we were here, some people have been told they did not take it. So, it's not a new thing to have some people taking it, some people not taking it, some people buying it, some people not buying it, some people accepting it, some people not accepting it. It doesn't change the fact. As a matter of fact, the word of God is settled in heaven. No one can change the word of God. And listen, it is very important for me to teach you the word. And that is very important. It is the truth. I tell you, if you know the word of God, if you get the truth, you will be free. There is nothing that can liberate any man but the truth. Because Jesus said, the word of God said, I want to quote the word directly from the Bible, that you will know the truth shall set you free. Amen? That is the word of God for you. So if you know the truth shall set you free. And anyone the Son of God shall set free, shall be free indeed. Jesus Christ is the word that has been in the beginning. is the only one that can set us free. And that is why this teaching is so important. You know, Jesus talked about money, one sixth of the gospel. Check it very well. Statistically, Jesus explained the whole gospel, everything Jesus discussed in the Bible, if it's divided into six, in the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The synoptic gospel, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and the one that stands out, gospel according to St. John. These four gospels, all the topics, if you group them into six, Jesus spent 1/6 of this time to explain money, or treasure, or the use of money, or the explanation about treasures. He spent 1/6 time to explain this. And according to statistics, 1/3 of the parables address the subject of stewardship. 1/3 of parables that Jesus gave, 1/3 of it. If all the parables, Jesus always liked to speak in parables. I think you all accept that, right? So, if you group all the parables into three, 1/3 of all these parables explain stewardship. And when we talk about investment, investing in the eternity, and I said that there are three things you can use, or three ways to invest in eternity, which are time, yes, talent, and treasures. This can be explained on the basis of stewardship. You are just a caretaker. You are just a steward of all these three things. You don't own any of these three things. Amen? If it is talent, it is by the grace of God. If you have the time right now that you are here, it is by the grace of God. If you have the money, it is by the grace of God. It is not yours. None of these things. You are just a steward. So Jesus spent 1/3 of all the time he spent to explain parables or to talk about parables to explain about stewardship. So you see the importance of stewardship. It's very, very important. It's very, very important. But little people, few of us, understand the fact that we are just steward of anything that we have. We are just a caretaker of anything that you have. Even time. The time that you have at your disposal is not yours. God gives you this. You've had so many testimonies, right? You've had so many testimonies. Some people just step out of their house, they will never come back home. They never plan to do that. Some people have plans of what they will do. Some have planned, when they get to age 60, I will do this. When I get to 70, I will do this. When I get to 80, I will do this. But who knows who will get to all these ages? So, everything that we have, we are just steward. Take this from me and invest in eternity. Invest. Anytime you spend for the Lord must be rewarded. Amen? When you spend time for God, when you spend your treasures for God, when you spend your talent for God, for the sake of the gospel, you must be rewarded. You are investing in eternity. So be wise. Jesus even explained to people, we're going to get there as we continue, that you should keep your treasures in heaven, where stock market is not going to rock it. Keep it in heaven. In heaven, there is nothing like Wall Street market is this, or this time market is that, that market is that. Even some people, they think in this world that if you put your money in CD, fixed account, that the interest will yield, right? In today's economy, even CD was rocked. CD, fixed deposit, was affected. So you can invest in eternity by taking care of one and treasures. So those three things are very important. And you all have opportunity to do that. We all have time. We all have talent. We all have treasures. Now, listen, there is no one that God has not given at least one talent. When Jesus gave parable of talents, he said five, and he said two, and he said what? No one was left empty. But alas, somebody was complaining. You gave me one. You didn't give me two. You give me five. Listen, it is not the quantity. It is the quality. It is not how many talents that you have at your disposal, but how much you have made used of the talent that you have. How much you have used that talent. It is not how many years you have spent in this world. That is, I want to thank God that God is just. God is just. It is not how long you have stayed here, but how much you have done. What is your impact in the gospel, in the community? What is your impact? Jesus spent how many years? 33.5 years. And you never forget Jesus Christ. You will never forget. Some people spend 120 years. Some people spend more than that. Some spend 70 years. Some 50 years. They just pass as if they didn't even come here. Time, talents, and treasures. Begin to think. Now, forget about what has gone behind you. But the little one that you have now, from this time that I'm telling you now, from this time you are listening to this message, how are you going to spend your time, your talents, and your treasures? The one that you give to God is the one that will be rewarded. And I think you should see the scriptures. Well, before then, let me give you some points. I want to leave here. This is an introductory aspect of the message. Time. Time is one of those irretrievable values in life. You can only spend time once and never capture again. Do you all believe that? You can only spend time once. You cannot capture time. Listen, you cannot capture 2008. That is the reality. You want to take it, you want to drop it, it's left to you. You cannot capture your teenage years if you are not a teenager now. That which you have done while you were a teenager, either good or bad, you cannot capture this back. That is one terrible thing about time. Do you know that some people, those people who have the opportunity to listen to this kind of message and they fail to make a change, we regret. They will regret forever. Some people, they just run around. They think that they have all the time. Some are thinking that until they get to 13th stage before they start. Some people are just running around. Some are confused. Some people are confused. They don't know what to do. They're just running around, beating the wind. It is terrible. If you are a Christian and you don't get to a level whereby you understand the fact that you have to spend your time for the Lord, you have to seek for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you don't know this, and you spend all your time, you know, following unnecessary things. It's terrible. It's not good. My people die because of lack of knowledge. Now, you don't lack this knowledge. I'm telling you today. And some people, they think that they have all the time. You don't have all the time. We age. We don't have all the time. During the week, I was just talking to my wife, and we're just counting what God has done for us. We're just counting, you know, sometimes you go through the memory lane and you remember those dangers God helped you to overcome when you don't even know. Bible says, why we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. There's a mark on my head here. If you come closer, you see this mark. The one people can easily see is the one in my finger. They can easily see this one, the whittle. But the one on my head here is tough until you come closer to me. But my wife always see this because she's my barber. Amen? Yeah, my wife can cut very well. She cuts this one. She knows how to do it. Every morning on Sunday, she does that for me. And I appreciate that. Amen? I save $20 or whatever I would have spent at barber's store. So, but, you know, she always touched this place. If you look at this place, there is a hole here on my head here. When I was very, very young, when I was in this primary school, I was just crossing the street in Lagos, Shomolo. You know this commercial vehicle, they are always in hurry. When they stop at the bus stop, they don't give it a total stop. As soon as Even if you're not careful, the vehicle will move and you just fall lightly. And they can do that and get away with it. Nobody's going to, even if they die, see if they can even stop. Yeah. So I was just about to cross the street. I didn't know there was a traffic on one line and the other lane was free. So I thought everything was free. I look up, I didn't see that one vehicle was already coming. And the vehicle took me up with the speed, took me up like this in the space. And by the time I landed on the culvert. And I hit my head. Just this head directly on the culvert. Blood. And then what did they do? The driver stopped. The conductor took me and then I sat down. And after I said, sorry, don't worry, you'll be fine. And the vehicle left. Yes. It just took me to the chemist. You know the chemist? Yeah, the doctor. They know everything. Just put something here, rub it here, little pain, and I survived a little bit, and after a while, I was okay. What I didn't know all the consequences. What if I had gotten a fracture, if there's a crack in my skull? People can die like that. So sometimes people give testimonies, you know, it looks so simple. There was a man in our office, this man works in the city hall, in the former building department, so there was a time I used to go so often at the city hall to review, but now I do that once in a while now. This man was the one going around, a white man, was the one going around thinking if you need something, it's good. You see him going around, everybody knows him. He was just in his house. He fell on the staircase in his house. He fell on the staircase. They took him to the hospital. That was the end. He was there for days. Then we just got the email that he passed. He just fell on the stair in his house. Not outside. Not on the concrete. You know the houses in this country is mostly wood inside, right? How did you see concrete floor? That was it. So, brethren, think about how are you spending your time? How are you spending your talent? See, what God has given you, how are you spending it? Everything that we are doing for the Lord is going into record. See all these people singing, you think this is for joke? It's investment, eternal investment. People running around for the cause of the gospel. See, you know, sometimes they look at some people that are very hardworking in the church as if they are fools. Some people even think they are serving pastors. You are joking. I can't pay you. I don't know who is doing it. Who is doing it? Who's really doing it? You understand what I'm talking about? Can a human being like you? I don't know who is really committing or who is really committed. But God knows each and every one of us. So everything you are doing unto the Lord, as unto the Lord, not as unto man, will not go unrewarded. It is the scriptures. But one of those terrible things is that you cannot retrieve some of this investment. If you have invested in this world, you will lose a total loss. But if you have invested in heaven, you will gain. Sometimes there are questions we ask. And that's why I took us to Psalm 92. There are questions that we ask. We ask questions about unbelievers. Where are they flourishing? There was a question Brother Tony asked. This is a very intelligent question people ask. I was listening in the Sunday school. Why is it that everybody is like, everybody in the world is against God? Is that not right? And that was like your question, right? Why? Honestly speaking, you see, it's like almost everybody. Only a few people are ready to do the will of God. Only a few people will embrace truth. Where people want or where people like is lie. People don't like truth. And because God is just, when people see God and they get exposed to God, their nakedness is exposed and they don't want that. So people ask like that kind of question, that why is it that even unrighteous, they flourish? Some of them like palm tree, they flourish. Why? But listen, they could flourish here physically, but they are not investing in eternity. And the Bible recorded clearly that all that you see them doing is in vain. It will not profit anything. They will lose everything. Psalm 92. Psalm 92. Look at verse 5. O Lord, how great are thy thoughts, are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. The thought of God is so deep that God thinks so deep. God can analyze each and every one of us in total without any mistake. And look at verse 6. He said, a brutish man knoweth not, neither doeth a fool understand this. This thing that I'm telling you, a fool will not understand it. This is not food for the fool. Some people look at you as, why are you so religious? You know, the shink time. Why can't you just sleep today? It's raining. Why do you have to take your little one, the one you have, your baby? Why are you going to take your baby into the rain? To which church? To go to church. You think God will be annoyed with you if you don't go just one Sunday? But the problem is, you don't go this Sunday. Before you know it, next Sunday, you're not going to go. Before you know it, backsliding is just little by little, gradually. After a while, it becomes habitual something. And then habit. You come once in a while. Sometimes you don't even come at all. Again, you say, God is so simple. Some will say, Pastor, our heart is the temple of God. That is why I do my church, in my heart. When I'm walking, I'm fellowshipping in my heart with God. Even when I'm driving, Pastor, fellowship is going on in my heart. Congratulations. We're going to explain that to God, that your own fellowship is in your heart there. So, a brutish man will not understand all that we are discussing now. It's not good to understand. It's not a word that somebody can understand. The word of salvation to someone that is going to perish is foolishness. It's not good to understand. Verse 7. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. Do you understand? Because their flourishing or whatever they are doing is not eternal. It's not something that will last. They will be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thy enemies, O Lord, for lo, thy enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. No one who fails to invest in eternity, we have anything to show for it. If we have anything to show, it's evil. So anything you do outside God, any investment outside the gospel, is vanity, is vain. Amen? Am I talking to you? Your time, your talent, and your treasures. If you want to invest in eternity, these are the three ways. Do something for the Lord. It's an investment. Give your time to God. It's an investment. Let's see also 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 21. I'm still going to read the other part for the righteous, but let's see 1 Samuel. I want to talk about those. Because we ask this question often. Write this down. When people ask you, why is it you are a Christian? You don't even have Volkswagen. Let alone to say you have Mercedes Benz. Look at your neighbor. He doesn't even go to church. Look at all that he has. He got a big house. He got many wives. He got many cars. So you go to tell them that every worker of iniquity, everything you have achieved outside the scope of God will be destroyed. 1 Samuel chapter 12. Here, there will be no time for me to go into detail, but Samuel was having a conversation with these people because they demanded for king. Israel demanded for king, and God explained to them clearly what's going to be their lot for demanding for king. But I'm not going to that. I want to read verse 21. And turn ye not aside, for then should ye go after vain things, which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain. Anytime we turn aside from investing in eternity, we are following vain things. Anytime you don't spend your time for God and you are spending all your time for yourself, you are following vain things. So Samuel told them very clearly, Israelite, anytime you turn aside from following the Lord, it's vain. Do you understand when we say something is vain? It's useless, it's empty. It's not useful. It doesn't make sense. It's vain. Anytime you demand for something that is other than following God, other than doing God's will, other than following his commandment, is vain. Samuel told them. And look at verse 22. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it had pleased the Lord to make you his people. You are very special. God has made you his people. God is never going to forsake you. God is never going to forsake your investment. Your time, the talent that God has given you, spend it for the Lord, and your treasures. I think I should say that too. Amen? If you are not giving unto God, you are robbing yourself. Because you are stealing from God. You are robbing yourself. If you are not spending your time for God, you are robbing yourself. You are not robbing me. Neither are you robbing anybody here. But you are robbing yourself. So listen to this thing now. God is not going to come down to teach us these things we are talking about. Talents and gifts. If you have any talent and you go and bury it, some of you have so much talent, some of you are loaded, and you just do hide and seek, hide and seek, hide and seek. Be free to serve the Lord. Be free to use your talent for the Lord. Be free to invest for the cause of the gospel, because it's never in vain. Apostle Paul understood this very carefully when he wrote to Philippians. He wrote to the people of Philippi. If you look at Philippians, I think Philippians chapter 1. Let's go to Philippians. This is just introductory aspect. Don't forget. I'm soon going to close here. So I hope that you will continue to come so we can finish this together. Philippians chapter 1. I will read part of this. Let me just read verse 21. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Apostle Paul thought very carefully that, listen, what is here? He said, in fact, if you go carefully to, I think, chapter 3, from verse 7, he said, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. That I may do what? Win Christ. See, if you understand this scope, and you are ready to invest your time, your talent, and your treasures for the Lord, it doesn't matter. Either you are alive or you are dead, because you will never lose, you gain. Amen? You will never lose. If you understand this scope and you give all that you have for the Lord, you give your time for the Lord, you give your treasures for the Lord, you give your talent for the cause of the gospel, that because you want to win Christ, you never lose. For to me, to live is Christ, to die is gain. When you are living, it means that all your time is for the Lord, right? When you are living, it means that all your talent is for the Lord, right? When you are living, it means that all your treasures are for God. And then when you die, you don't lose. You do what? But those who do otherwise, they will lose. And I hope you understand what I mean now. Some Christians will be saved. Because the Bible says, anyone that call on the name of the Lord, the same shall be saved. Sorry for this, please. Anyone that called on the name of the Lord, the same shall be what? Saved. Which means, what we're talking is that you could be a Christian, you will have given your life to Christ, good. But if you don't invest your time, if you don't invest your talent, if you don't invest your treasures, you will go to heaven like passing through fire. You will go to heaven naked. Reward. God can't reward. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteous which is of God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. When we understand the gospel, it's not difficult for you to understand what I'm explaining now. When you don't understand that your living here now is for Christ, that you will have gone, if not because of the fact that God wants you to stay here and complete the job that Jesus started, If you don't understand horoscopes, you cannot understand this eternal investment that I'm talking about. This is part one of this eternal investment, and I hope that as we continue this, the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. And my time is up, but I want to read, finally, Revelation chapter... No, before I go to Revelation, let me just read this psalm. Let me finish this other aspect of psalm, and I will read Revelation, then I'm going to leave here so we can pray and then conclude for now. Psalm, that's Psalm 92. Go back to Psalm 92. Psalm 92. If you look at verse 10, it says, "But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn." That is verse 10, Psalm 92. "My eye also shall see my desire on my enemies, and my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. It shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him." God will be unrighteous not to reward you for what you have done. He said you will flourish forever. If you understand and invest, your investment that you have given is not only going to be rewarded here in this world, but it will also be rewarded in heaven. It's eternal. You will be planted and rooted in the court of God forever. That is what God is saying. So think about your time. Think about your treasures. Think about your talent. And finally, go to Revelation chapter 22. This one is very, very common. I think you can write it down. It's a good thing you can use to answer some lazy ones. From verse 11. He said, "He that is unjust, let him be what? And he that and which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments." You are blessed if you can follow all these God's rules and regulations. A lot of blessings for you. Never lose. Because for me to live is Christ, and to die is what? "That they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city." Those who forsake God, they are going to be outside. They cannot be inside. Investment, eternal investment. You know, brethren, this is just introductory aspect, finally. I'm going to take time to explain to us time. And I will explain to us talents. And I'm going to also research into treasures. And see what the Bible has to tell us for each and every one of these. And then see how can we better make use of all these ways that God has given us to invest into eternity. Father, we bless you this afternoon. We worship you because we're a good God. We thank you for this opportunity and the privilege we have to come together as one. We just pray, Lord, that you will help us, even as we have listened to you this afternoon. You help us, Lord, to be the doer of the word in Jesus' name. That we expatiate and explain your word in our heart further and further in Jesus' name. That we come against anything that can raise opposition against your word in our heart. And we pray, oh God, that the plans of the enemies to make us live, to make us be here and not have impact in your ways. Father, we pray, we come against this and we ask that all these efforts shall be nothing to us and it shall not change our mind and it shall not work on us in the mighty name of Jesus. Grant us the strength to follow you. Grant us the understanding to understand your word. Help us to be the doer of your word. Help us to follow your commandments. So that at the end, we can have every cause to give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. Amen. I kept my promise, right? Is that right? So let's have the offering and then we're going home.